This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Did you miss me? Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. Kind of, sort of. Little. Hey, look, didn't have to work all weekend. That's all I care about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. Kimberly Marin's going to join us right after the first break. And we'll get her... I mean, if you missed, what was it? The I don't even know what it was. The Hollywood Award shows, right? Well, what are you giving away? Trophies, probably. A whole bunch of people that live big lies in their lives. What was this? Let's see. What was it? The Emmys? The Emmys. There you go. Like I would know. They all look the same to me. They have the same people wandering around telling each other how much they love each other, how great they are, giving them lots of money, or giving each other lots of money, whatever. I always get the biggest kick out of that. Like anybody really cares, right? and I get a big kick out of this other thing. This is always good too. Hobby Lobby. I love these stories. I really do. Everything is so racist. Everything is so offensive. I think we should make a list. You know, for you eco freaks, if you would simply make a list of the things that aren't offensive, you'd kill less trees. You have so much paper to write it all down, right? So Hobby Lobby now is under fire for its offensive decoration. What do they have? They hang in Italians upside down from a tree? I mean, I don't understand. Offensive. Ever since the events in Charlottesville, Virginia, the history of slavery has become a real particular hotspot. Now, however, one person has taken to a whole new level when she posted a picture on Facebook of cotton. You're blooming, I guess you would call it, right? Where you can actually see it just before it's picked from the plant. So the decor is wrong on so many levels, this person says. There's nothing decorative about raw cotton, a commodity which is gained at the expense of African-American slaves. Little sensitivity would go a long way. Please remove this. No, they're actually quite pretty. And I don't use the word pretty that often. They're fluffy, they're soft, they look like little white clouds. I wonder if this yo-ho has cotton on. Maybe she should remove all the cotton she has on. Cotton in her shirt, cotton in her underwear, cotton in her socks, cotton maybe in her pants. Maybe she should find out what cotton is and how it's picked today. So apparently having a table decoration of cotton is offensive to certain people because it's a commodity which was gained at the expense of African American slaves. Now, the post went viral. It's got almost 100,000 Facebook comments on it. Ironically, the woman who created the post is wearing cotton in the post. Right. Huh?
Jeans, right?
Yeah, she's a brain surgeon. I mean, not jeans, the shirt. See the shirt? It's cotton. I mean, it's... Maybe we should just ban the use... I guess you can't do that. I was going to say, could we ban idiots using Twitter or something or doing posts? I mean, really, seriously. And I'll decide who that is and isn't. But she's got a cotton shirt on. Apparently, she's not offended by that. Maybe she doesn't know how to... Maybe she thinks that a cotton shirt is different than raw cotton. I mean, like, they don't come from the same place. And she's not the only one that's been offended by the decoration. Randy Lowry, president of Lipscomb University in Tennessee, invited African-American students over to his house for dinner. To his surprise, they became triggered and very upset that Lowry had a cotton centerpiece on his table. I don't know how these kids are going to make it at all when they get to the real world.
Sure.
They'll become professors. Yeah, you're right. That'll fix it all. One student wrote in a post that tonight African-American students were invited to have dinner with the president of the school. As we arrived in the president, I'm surprised they even knew it was cotton, frankly. As they arrived at the president's home and proceeded to go through, we saw cotton as centerpieces. We also stood and ate dinner. There were no seats to sit in, and it felt very uncomfortable. We were very offended, and also the meals that were provided resembled many black meals. They had mac and cheese, collard greens, cornbread. Are you feeding me black meals? You used to make cornbread.
I don't blackmail anybody.
Okay, there you go. Mac and cheese, oh my God. So was every restaurant now going to have to not make mac and cheese anymore because that's a black meal? When did that become a black meal? The night before, Latinos also had dinner at his house, and they had tacos. They also didn't have the centerpiece that we had. No, different. A couple of minutes went by, the president was coming around and asking for our names and what our major was. He finally got to our table. My friend, Kay Cyan, asked why there was cotton on the table at the centerpiece. His response was that he didn't know. He seen it before we did. He kind of thought it was fallish. Then he said, it isn't inherently bad if we're all wearing it, is it? Gotta love these people. Now, he wrote, he cowed down and he wrote an email apology. He said, the content of the centerpieces was offensive and I could have handled the situation with more sensitivity. I sincerely apologize for the discomfort, anger, or disappointment we caused any and solicit your forgiveness. No, don't do that. Really, don't do it. You can't help these people. It wasn't meant to be offensive. He's right. It was a fallish type of look. And because it's cotton, again, so you're going to stop wearing cotton? I mean, heck, if you claim it's a bad thing, you shouldn't have it. Stop wearing cotton. Let's see how that works out for you in the wintertime. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. Don't go far. You're going to like it. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Hey, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can read the latest stories or articles that we have up. You can give me your email address. That's always important to me. If you fill in the email, little slip says, you know, here's your email address. Every week I send out an email. I don't send out a tonnage. I don't send out 5 a week. I send 2 a week. One is the stories, what's coming up, topics. The other is all kinds of paraphernalia you can buy. Some of you would call it propaganda, but I don't. You can also buy ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. Everything you've been taught to hate. But you know what? They're all labels given by the left. And we all know that the left loves labels, except when you give it to them, right? Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of set the week in motion, if you would. Kimberly, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You've got a, I don't know how to put this, you've got a new item to bathe with.
Thanks. I don't know. That might freak me out if I put that in the tub with me.
Kimberly got a Donald Duck, a duckster, in the mail this week. But that's kind of, I don't know. You know what? They were selling like crazy. I couldn't believe how fast they were going.
Does it actually quack?
I don't know. It's really, I don't play with ducks, so I couldn't tell you, you know? And now you're going to open it and find out, right? You're going to ruin perfectly good packaging, aren't you?
It doesn't squeak.
Okay. Well,
that's good, because then my dog won't want to
eat it. Oh, thank you. Okay, at least I know where that's going. Hey, listen, speaking of haters, did you watch the Emmys?
What do you think?
You're like me. No, you can probably...
I don't even know who most of the people are, nor do I care.
They all look the same. I was just saying that earlier. At every one of these award banquets or shows or whatever it's called, you know, they give trophies to each other. They fawn all over each other. They tell each other how great they are. It's like this little inbred group of people that have no grasp of reality.
Yeah, they all look the same, fake and stupid.
And we give them so much credit or credibility or whatever. It's amazing to me.
I don't.
Okay, work with me here. Generic we.
I'm trying to work with them.
Right? I know.
They do. They have their own. You know how the West Coast and the East Coast live in their bubble?
Oh, yeah.
Holly weirdos have their own bubble on top of the bubble they live on in California or New York.
Yeah, that.
They have their own little trippy little mushroom enhanced bubble that is nothing like what the real world is. They have no clue.
No, these guys, they scare me because they really don't. You know, they think everybody lives like they do. They, you know, when taxes go up, it doesn't really hurt them that much. So, hey, what's the big whoop, right? They don't get it. And that's what's scary.
Well, you know, isn't it always that way with liberal elitists?
Yes.
Honestly?
Yeah.
They're so out of touch, they have no idea about anyone in between the East or the West Coast, and that's a big, huge space in this country, the biggest. They have no idea, you know, what these people are like, what their lives are like, what they're going through. They just, you know, play, act. They mm-hmm. dress up and play, act.
I know.
You know, like little kids.
I agree with you. They're a sick group of people. Hey, did you see that video, that sick video that came out last week where the rapper killed a teacher and hung the little white boy?
I saw part of it, but I refused to watch it.
Yeah, I know, because then you give him a view or something. But I watched it. I found it disheartening and just flat out nasty. But it doesn't surprise me because now, come to find out, or because I don't follow this piece of turd, there's actually a video that has come out showing how he's got a history of abuse. Did you know that?
Shocker. I'm so shocked. Let me show you my shocked face. Unbelievable.
No,
and
he's
no one cares. And I'm sure no one cares. None of his little minions care. No. You know, the people paying him don't care.
The record company doesn't care. You're right. Yep. Yep. And
that's how it works.
Apparently he's pretty grisly in his abuse attacks, if you would, you know. He's got a pattern of abuse in his life. He's been in and out of court for a long time. What's his name? His name is Triple X Temptations?
Stupid.
What?
Triple X Stupid?
Yeah,
sorry.
Well, that probably would have been.
Apparently
no, that would have been better for him, you know. But see, here's what bothers me about society. Parents as well, as kids, young adults, or what have you, they see this, they see what this guy's actions are like, and they still buy his stuff. They still listen to his, albums, CDs, whatever they have nowadays. They're still listening to his music. They're still buying his stuff.
Yep.
Where have we gone? Now we're actually rewarding bad behavior, aren't we?
Well, I mean, is that really any different than abusive sports players or, you know what I mean?
Yep.
They're still on their teams. You know, I suppose, I guess, in regular jobs, you don't lose your job if something happens between you and your wife or whatever. But these people are a little bit held to a higher standard because they're in the media, you know, in a huge way. And they're getting paid millions of dollars for it to be there. So, you know, it's just
millions of dollars, millions of dollars to lie to you. They play. They get paid to be somebody they're not. I always get the kick out of that.
Well, not only, I mean, society, part of the reason society has degenerated so badly is because of Hollywood. Because of all these weirdos that are writing films and producing them. I mean, look at this crap you see on TV now.
Yeah.
It's terrible. When I was younger, it was not TV like television like that I can recall. That's television of yesteryear that was actually, you know, normal.
Well, listen, here's what makes me crazy. You had people like, I just saw it up here. Lily Tomlin, I guess, got up there. Was it Dolly Parton and a few other Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Dolly Parton, and a lot of other women got up there. And, you know, Lily Tomlin kind of alluded to the fact that they made that film in 1980s, you know, 9 to 5, and they played women who refused to be controlled by sexists, you know, egotistical, lying, hypocritical, and it went on, you know, and kind of hung that on Trump, right? And I'm thinking, hasn't Hollywood been accused of, hasn't the Hollywood elites been accused of, you know, sexism, racism, all this? Where was all that noise last night? Where was all that noise? Anyway, think about that. We'll be back for the break in a minute. I'm sorry, I rambled on too long. We'll be right back. I promise. I'll give you the next segment. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
you want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or you can head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. So much you can do up there. Really, give me your email address, because I only send out one email a week, okay? I send out an email a week, and it's just to give you information on who we're going to have on, topics we're going to deal with, and that kind of thing. Speaking about who we're going to have on, God only knows the topics we're going to deal with. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. We always have a good time dealing with the issues from the weekend and even the week before. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it helps a lot when you push the right button, does it?
Yeah. Did you have me on mute again?
Of course I did. And then I felt producer Tammy's digging a hole in the side of my head, her eyes. And just,
she needs to just take the Nerf gun out.
Yeah, don't get her started, really. Then I have to put up with it. Anyway, so yeah, you know, we were talking just before we went to break. I started off by telling you, think of all the women that came out against Trump and his misogyny and, you know, how he hates women and all this other stuff. They kind of went through all this stuff the other night. And I was thinking, isn't Hollywood known for its racism? Isn't it known? I mean, just listen to them. They don't give blacks enough roles. Women are treated, you know, they have to do, the couch exam before they're allowed to have certain roles or what have you. I mean, yep. Seriously. And they're taking on Trump?
Roman Polanski, Woody Allen, still revered by Hollywood, scumbags. One of them married his daughter, and the other one raped a little girl.
Oh, God.
That's all I have to say. And there's plenty more, I'm sure, where those two scum came from.
Okay, thank you for that. I feel much better now. Oh, but no, really, it's that whole, what they do, it's just amazing to me. It's just amazing what Hollywood is allowed to get away with. But why?
Listen, they're just like the left. They're just like Democrats. They don't clean their own backyard. There's all kinds of piles and mounds of crap and literally in their backyard. They don't clean their own backyard. They'll throw that up against the wall at someone else's backyard. And point fingers. But they don't clean up their own backyard. They try to pretend like they're immune and, oh, no, no, no. That doesn't happen in our backyard.
We don't.
But, you know, it does.
Yeah. No. Hey, did you hear that the lawnmower boy actually wrote a letter to President Obama? And or just because I don't want my people to get crazy, ex-President Obama, I know he's trying to act like one still. And he got a whole different response, right? Did you hear about that?
No.
Frank, yeah. I get a good little Irish kid. His name is Frank Giaccio. He became the talk of the country right after being spotted. You know what I thought was great about him mowing the lawn? When Donald Trump came out and spoke with him, I thought that was great, right?
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, that was really kind of cool. And then he let him into the press room, right?
Oh.
I thought that was great. So anyway, he offered to mow the lawn for free. He mowed the White House lawn free of charge. So he typically gets $8 for his service. So he made an $8 donation to the White House for all intents and purposes. Both again, First Lady, they were just tweeting, they were just loving on this kid. And when the question was asked, the kid reveals that, hey, I wrote a letter to President Obama. Right? And he says, I got a letter back, but I knew it wasn't handwritten, so I knew it wasn't his. And I knew, look, he just crushed that kid. You think it was because he was white?
Well, he just certainly wouldn't look like an Obama son, right? Obama's sons are too busy committing crimes.
Right, so somebody didn't even take the time to show it to the president. This little kid, right? I mean, little kid writes a letter to the president and says, hey, I'd love to come do this. I'd love to come mow the lawn. You know, Obama, he could have taken 10 minutes or maybe a ride between holes on the golf course, right? He could have taken a notepad out. Hey, let me write that little kid a note. You know, I would love to have you come. It's a security issue. God bless you for wanting to come. Have a great life. Here's a signed letter from the president. Here you go. And no, couldn't even do that. Right?
No, because Obama doesn't like capitalism. Of course he wouldn't have that kid there. The kid's the opposite of what Obama pushes, which is dependency on the government and other taxpayers.
Oh, later on in this, later on the show, I'm going to do the Meriwether. Did you hear the Meriwether? He went off on the radio about President Trump and that kind of thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. Oh, and this one, this should send you to the roof. Right, you know, California wraps up its legislative session for 2017, and they had sweeping stupid going on, right? They've got laws sitting on the governor's desk to turn us into a sanctuary state. I thought you'd like that.
Aren't you already?
Yeah, basically, right? And then they've got laws on the books now, or bills out there for him to sign, that'll have more Section 8 type of housing. Right? So they're going to actually charge they're actually going to charge extra fees when you buy a house to help people who don't have enough money to buy a house because obviously if you help them with the down payment, that'll surely help them stay in a home, right? I mean, that makes it so much easier.
If they would stop spending so much money on ridiculous stuff and stop raising taxes, more people could afford to buy homes.
Now, come on. If you're going to bring logic to the table, we're not going to play. So,
being moron.
They're going to extend. They're extending cap and trade out to help climate change out to 2030. Oh, let me see. They have a $52 billion transportation plan that they agreed to implement in April, but they're only going to fund it with a new annual fee increase for state fuel. So now they're adding even more taxes on the state fuel.
Didn't they do a gas tax, too?
They did, and they're doing more.
I'm so glad I never moved there.
Oh, my God. Oh, and a whole bunch of sweeping bills to push back on the Trump administration, from guidelines on campus sexual assault enrichment or enshrined in the federal law. Now, listen. You know, everybody's screaming about that DeVos trying to roll back some of the executive orders that President Obama put out for the, right? You know about that, right?
Yeah, and he should, because they were horrible, and they basically took away due process for people who were accused of sexual assault on campus.
Yeah, they apparently the accused, right, had no right to cross-examine the accuser.
No, they had no rights at all. I studied, I researched this, and I wrote about it when they passed it. It's a horrifying horrifying legislation that they tried to pass in the Senate, and some idiot Republicans even supported it. It basically screwed your sons.
Oh, yeah. All you have to do is be accused, and you only needed beyond a reasonable doubt. You only needed a preponderance of evidence. You only have to be 50.1%, and you ruin a young man's life.
Destroy their lives. That's what that bill. I've written about other stories where this took effect thanks to Obama, and kids, boys' lives were destroyed. Even when girls said this didn't happen. The school went forward with it. No, it's God, you gotta leave California. Jeez. Don't they have laws about calling people the wrong pronouns now too?
That was one of the ones that they hit. So now if you're in a nursing home
and there's
no waiver for religious nursing homes, if you call a senior by something they don't want to be called, you know, the pronoun that they have not chosen that day, you could be fined. And then you could be sent to jail on top of it. So
what the heck do you do if you have Alzheimer's patients?
I went there too. In my head, I'm going, what if you have a dementia patient? Is it the same guidelines? All they have to do is accuse you and you're done?
Oh, my God.
Right? The Assembly Speaker, Anthony Rendon, said, we're wrapping up what may be the most progressive legislative session in memory. Right?
And people flee.
Wow. Oh, yeah. And then they debated. They hotly debated pushing back school start times for high schoolers, okay? Because they've done this research that says kids do better when they start school later. And I'm thinking, yeah, because they're playing video games and doing social media until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. How about you shut their phones off at 10 or 11? You know, kind of shift the clock a little bit. But here's the deal. They didn't ask anybody. So they were going to push the times to 8:30. The school district that I'm in, they start at 8:20. So I'm thinking, you're going to spend all this money. You're going to put a law in place for us to start 10 minutes later. Are you guys serious?
10 minutes. They're arguing over 10 minutes.
We got to go for a break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas? Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. And here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. All right. I know somebody's going to take this as being racist, and I don't mean it that way at all. You guys know I have the TV on over my shoulder. And so I have now seen three commercials during the breaks about Children International. Now, I don't know what that drums up in you, but I'm sitting here thinking, okay, you know, kids from all over the world, right? And if you want to knuckle it down, black kids, Asian kids, Italian kids, Greek kids, Spanish kids, all over, just everywhere, right? I mean, international kids. And all I saw, all the kids looked like Hindu / Indian / Pakistani kids. That's all that were there. And I'm thinking to myself, if I just lost it, do I now no longer have a grasp on the English language? And since I'm the older guy in the room, let's bring on Kimberly Marin. Maybe she can help me square this away in my head and understand. Kimberly, Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
I know that sounds... I'm looking over my shoulder going, look it, they're all... They look all like little Pakistani slash Indian kids. Is it Pakistani international, or what am I missing here, right? Can you imagine if they were all white kids? They'd be in a rage, wouldn't they?
They wouldn't think they were international. I mean, you know, there's not white English they're people from, or white Swedish people or white German people.
They're all from Georgia.
Or how about white Irish people?
Oh, that's right, the Irish. So, listen, I want to get back to this because we were rolling and I was having so much fun with it. All the crazy, stupid things, stupid laws that the California legislators have passed. And I just, the landmark legislation, they think, is the sanctuary state legislation. And Senator Kevin DeLeon out of Los Angeles, a Democrat, who has openly admitted, now think about this. Now, legislators are, what do they call it, officers of the court, right? So if they see a law being broken, if something is wrong, they're supposed to report it. It'd be like a cop saying you commit a crime and not do anything or report it. So he said his family's here illegally. They came here illegally. They stole identities. They're working illegally. They're working with stolen identities and Social Security numbers. And he thinks it's perfectly okay because that's the only way you can make it in America as somebody from outside the country.
Wow. And now you know why California is going to slip off the face of the earth and into the ocean. That's insanity. This is a guy who would probably, in a heartbeat, demand that someone is arrested for violating one of his stupid gun control laws, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
In the meantime, his family's breaking all kinds of laws, and it's quite perfectly fine. Wow.
Oh, God. And so the other thing that they're putting in a whole bunch of regulations for voting and what have you, and one of them is the fact that you now will have to show, for you to be on the ballot, the presidential ballot, you're going to have to show 5 years of your taxes to be able to be put on the ballot for president. I wonder if they have to be real taxes, though, because you have to make, like, made up at the local joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like fake IDs. Yeah. I mean, if you can have fake IDs and fake Social Security numbers, and that's okay to come in, then why not do it the other way?
Yeah, well, if you can illegally be in California and work in California, why not just make up some illegal tax returns? That should shut them up, right?
God. This gets better and better as it goes on. I mean, this is like a 5-page article, but it goes on and on about how, as far as being a sanctuary state or city, they won't allow ICE agents into certain areas. How do you not allow federal officers to do their job? How does that happen? I know. I don't expect you to really have answers. This is just making me crazy.
I'm just... you guys are way worse than Massachusetts could even think about being. And Massachusetts is bad.
Oh, no kidding. Really? I would have never known. Yeah. Thank you for that. Seriously.
Sorry.
And it gets worse. It gets worse and worse.
Do people literally go to the insane asylum and pick out politicians to run? Is that how it works in California?
I don't. Listen, I think what they do is go look at who's been released within the last 60 days, and that's who they go after.
You know? I mean, do they, help them out of their straitjackets before they, dress them up in a suit and prop them up in front of a podium?
Well, I'll tell you how bad these loons are. So they tried to pass a bill called the California Privacy Act, which would force Verizon, Comcast, AT&T, and those companies on the Internet to get permission from the subscriber before they could sell their information. Because, they were up in arms that, Trump rolled back or told the FCC or whoever to roll these laws back. So even though the chairman of the FCC, Tom Wheeler, wrote them a letter and said, hey, gentlemen, that's a federal issue. You can't write laws regulating federal issues. It's really funny how these hypocrites are when it comes to immigration, right? they'll say, hey, we're not going to enforce immigration laws. That's a federal issue. You have to do it yourself. But if it's something they don't like, they're more than happy to take it away from the federal government and try to make it happen on their own. They're just a bunch of hypocrites and liars.
But they're not just hypocrites and liars. They're literally insane. I mean, all the bills they passed or they tried to pass, they're not normal, okay? They're not just bills to try to do something. They are literally, those bills actually prove their insanity.
Oh.
And they should all be locked up.
Where is he? Assemblyman Ian Calderon out of Whittier, a Democrat, of course. He put a package on the table, a proposal on the table, SB 49, that would reinstate all the federal regulation rollbacks for, you know, open land, you know, the ecosystem, all of that. So in other words, the things that they loved, even on federal land, they were going to try to enforce this happening.
What?
Yeah, so they really believe that their own country, except when they need money, when they blow money.
What do they think, they're Olympus? And they can just, you know, rain down rules and stuff on the little peons?
Yep, I love this. Now, city of L.A. got potholes the size of tanks. It's like Boston was in the 70s, okay? They can't pay their employees. They've got all kinds of budget falls. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to tax California taxpayers as a whole are going to eat up over $280 million, and you know it's going to stop there, to help fix L.A. to handle the 2028 Olympics.
California got the Olympics, you suckers.
and they're actually looking at a total of $5.3 billion, but they think, and that's the scary part. They're going to offset most of that with the amount of money brought into the area in tax revenues.
Nope. Sorry. So the Olympics is a losing prospect no matter where you look, other than when Mitt Romney did it, when he ran it. But everywhere you look, the research shows doing it is a losing prospect. It's a loser for any city or state that does it. It's a losing prospect. Other than that one time Mitt Romney took it over. That was it. The research is out there. Do these people not have legislative little minions that do some research for them, or do they just throw stuff? Do they literally just take feces like monkeys and throw it against the wall and see what sticks?
Yeah. Hey, listen. This would be another one of those things that infuriates you. So there's actually a bill that's been put through to allow Facebook to not have to adhere to local, what they call CEQA, which is the California equivalent to the EPA. And they are stringent. They are stronger than the EPA. So there's been developers for years asking the state to back down on some of their regulations. There's been all kinds of people, Universal Studios, all of them, asking them to back down a little bit on their regulations. But Facebook is actually going to get a law of their own to back off of some regulations so they can actually build a new headquarters or a pseudo-headquarters in Hollywood, California. I'm thinking, wow. I mean, you want to talk about special treatment above the law? There it is, right there.
Oh, yeah, my favorite guy, Zuckerberg. Wow. And meanwhile, all the little people are suffering. Other businesses are suffering. Can't afford to do stuff or grow because of all these ridiculous regulations. But, hey, you know, come on, no. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Mark Zuckerberg, we'll help you out. You'll do us a favor back, won't you?
Yeah, it's a waste. Apparently, they're trying to squeeze the water out of the middle of the state because they say the farmers waste too much water in growing crops for us to eat. I mean, seriously.
Are you kidding me?
I know. I'm so serious. It's hilarious.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to come rescue you and Tammy. I don't think I can leave
there. Quickly tell people where to find you, your writings and other stuff. This is crazy.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, thank God, Live Free or Die State. The Federalist Papers Project on Twitter at ConservativeIND. Oh my God, if you live in California, flee while you can.
I'm Joe, the senior host. A lot more coming up the next break. Really, seriously. The woman hating Trump. puts another woman in charge of the White House. I don't get it. He obviously doesn't understand. Somebody needs to send him a dictionary. Listen to the real side. We'll be back in a few minutes.